WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two. I think the equipment is like mad at me or something. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from The Proclaimers, Warren Zevon, and Echo and the Bunnyman. Plus, I have new tunes from 7778, Wet Jeans, and Mari Mari. Double Down featured artist is Sunflower Bean, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you. Intercover Me feature. Let's get this hour started. Get this stuff out of the way. Broncho. It's called Class Historian. Here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
eyes wrinkled, jet black shoe making me act like a clown. From the Lower East Side all the way uptown. They're just walking around. They're just walking around. They're just walking around. They're just walking around. Hey! New York City.
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Busting our way into the second hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a soon-to-be very warm Tuesday. Hope it's nice where you are. We got a heat wave coming through. I'm going to try to find my way to a pool. We finished up there with new music from a band called 7778. It's a new project by Aaron Fletcher and Tim Parkin. They're both members of the band called The Bees. It's a band in the UK, but in the United States, they're known as The Band of Bees. And again, that's like I keep mentioning about having a good name for a band. The Bees is tough. Anyway, 7778, originally from the Isle of Wight, they are on Heavenly Recordings. It allowed them to release this debut album, Jellies, which just hit the stores on July 6th. Definitely feel the element of the bees in the tone of this new song, which is called Love Said, parenthetically, Let's Go. Reverend Horton Heat from 2004's revival that was New York City Girls. Proclaimers, of course, I'm On My Way from Sunshine on Lathe. It was a young performer by name of Manette, M-A-N-E-T-T. She released an EP called The Sea Urchin, and that was Viva L'Amour. The hour started with a really fun little tune from Broncho from the album Just Enough Hip to Be Woman. That was Class Historian.
I got smart about mortgages. Now it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org. Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. Smartaboutmoney.org. It's the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
We've got music coming to you in this hour from Echo and the Bunny Man, Warren Zevon, and also Rah Rah Right. Next up is a tune from Flight Facilities. They're an Australian electronic producer duo that also performs as Hugo and Jimmy. 2009, they began mixing songs by other artists before crafting their own original material. The duo is Hugo Guzman and James Lyell. The pair have released this tune called Artie Boy. It was immediately taken with it. Track features Miss Emma Louise on vocals. Love her. Been a fan of hers for years. Lovely tune. Artie Boy from Flight Facilities here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
People at the party making faces. I don't wanna be a part of it with the beautiful people. And there you are drinking Coca-Cola, shaking up all the red pictures. I'm trying to explain it. I think that we feel the same here. And all the girls must be models. You're sipping up on margaritas. Their bodies so beautiful. Making chips with the music. He got it all in a photograph. And he might just put Nick on me. Cause we simply hear this for you. Oh, oh, oh.
Perfect kind of fun. I wanna know is what you think about me. I'd implore.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with a tune from a band called Mari Mari. M-A-R-I exclamation point. Double that. They're an unsigned soft indie pop trio from Vladivostok, Russia. I mean, I don't get a lot of Russian bands anyway, let alone ones from Vladivostok. Don't have a great deal of information on these guys. Even their Facebook page is wildly out of date. They've got one post from this year, which is announcing this new single called The Happiest Boy on Earth. But other than that, it drops back to 2017 and then back to 2015. So that's what I got. Before that, Echo and the Bunnymen from their self-titled album that was Lips Like Sugar and Flight Facilities. Got it going with Artie Boy. Our next feature is coming up in about a half an hour's time. We've got Cover Me, and I've got a... Well, it's a song that was done by Tom Jones back in the 60s, started his career. And I've got it kind of reimagined. Looking forward to sharing that with you. In the meantime, though, we're going to keep it moving here with a new tune from a band I just found. They're called Sweater Curse. They are a mixed-gendered, unsigned indie alt-rock trio from Brisbane, Australia. I like that they all contribute to the vocals, especially they switch sometimes in songs between alt, male and female. This young band has just released their third single. It's called Can't See You Anymore. They're currently out on tour in Australia with a band called Fantastic Furniture, which is a great gig for these guys. I really like that band, too. New music from Sweater Curse here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
incredible boy, they all said. And he fit the usherette's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
101.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. We are banging our way through the 11 o'clock hour. We finished up there with new material from a band called Wet Jeans. They are a fun little new pop trio out of Canton, Georgia. Caleb Little, Neil, College, and Brian Heckman. And they have definitely some pop leanings there, and they are quite thrilled about that. They own it. And that is from their newest album called The Worst, which came out earlier this year. The single itself, The Finish Line, came out in, I think, in December of last year. But fun little album from them. Warren Zevon, Excitable Boy, from the album of the same name, and Sweater Curse, their new single is called Can't See You Anymore. Well, hopefully you'll be able to stay with me some more, because I've still got lots of music to go before I am out of here. In the meantime, though, I want to invite you over to check out my website at tksmusic.com. Posted today's new release show playlist, and also there's links to some free downloads of some of the songs that I procure for the show. An email function, you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Here's a tune from an artist by the name of Harlan. That's how she was introduced to me. Took a little while to dig into it, but I found out her name is actually Harlan Hutton. She's from Memphis, Tennessee. She fronts the band. She just recently self-released a really nice EP called Forever Endeavor. This is Fingertips from Harlan here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. listen to everything, so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
WMFO in Medford.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. This whole world is rough, it's just getting